In the little Shem of Shmuel. So, you know, this week's parsha is Shoftim, but to an Elul, and so he has a little Dvar Torah here about a pasuk in the parsha, which has to do, which you can use for Rosh Hashanah. Very interesting point. It says in the Chumash that the Chumash, one of the things in the parsha is about when the Jew soldiers going to battle. So there's a special Kohen, it's called the Kohen Mashuach Mechama. He gives a little pep talk to the Jewish soldiers that they should not be afraid, Hashem is with them. So one of the, how he says it, he says, Shema Yisrael, Atem Kerevim Hayom. He says, listen Israel, you're going to have a war now, and you shouldn't be afraid, Hashem will take care of you. So Rashi brings down a pshat, Shema Yisrael, B'schus Shema Yisrael, B'schus, that you say the Shema Yisrael, you're going to win the war. Kriya Shema is a big schus for soldiers, for everybody. If you say Kriya Shema, you have a big schus to be successful. That's why Tzakan Inyan, when you say Kriya Shema every day, you want to be successful, so say with Kavanah, because it's a special, has a special blessing that if you say Kriya Shema, you accept Hashem's will, so Hashem then will do what you want, because you accept His will, He accepts your will. It's a quid pro quo. Tasu etzoni, ani aser etzoncha. You do what I want, I'll do what you want. It's a deal. So I'd say Kriya Shema, except you do the mitzvahs. Hashem says, you know what, you want something, I'll do what you want to. So that's a general thing that Rashi says, specifically with the war. So Shem Shmuel has his own spin on it, which is a very interesting spin. It's very, very interesting. It's good for Rosh Hashanah. He says like this. He says, we say Kriya Shema twice a day. It's every single day, twice a day, we make a commitment, I'm going to keep all the Torah and the mitzvahs. But meanwhile, we don't really live up to that commitment. We don't really live up to it. We don't keep all the Torah and the mitzvahs. Everybody has. We have our own personal failings, which we don't. We even forget about the Torah and the mitzvahs a good portion of the day. So what's this thing that the Torah says, say it every day, twice a day, but we're not living up to it? So the vort is, hafuch, the vort is like this, right, I talk, I'm not living up to it, but I say it every time, because I'm always supposed to have an optimism that I can live up to it. I have to believe in myself that I will be able to live up to it. So in other words, You're never supposed to give up because of failure. But always try again and again and again. And one day you'll see that you will succeed. That's the chiddush of Kriya Shema twice a day. The chiddush of Kriya Shema twice a day is we make a commitment to do everything properly, we're going to fail. But we do it every single time with the belief we're going to one day be able to do it. And in a chanami, eventually you get much better over time. So this is what they call the koach of hischatshus. It's a very important principle in Chassidus. The koach of hischatshus. The koach to be able to start fresh. Yesterday I failed. Forget about it. Today I'm starting fresh. Today, it's a fresh day. I start fresh. That's the big yesod of the daily, of the twice a day creation. To always start fresh. Always think you can start fresh. Never give up because of failure. He says a very interesting thing. He says, why do people give up on themselves? You know why people give up on themselves? Because they're braggarts. Because they have an exaggerated view of themselves. So when they don't accomplish what they think they could, so then their whole self-image gets blown to smithereens, and now they're worthless. It's, in other words, the exaggerated bravado or self-esteem that people give themselves, that I run the world, I'm this, I'm that, so then he can't accomplish it, so he has a failure. Now all of a sudden, he becomes worthless. That he says is Esav. That's the Esav mentality. Esav means asu. Someone feels that they're complete, they're perfect. Oh, you think you're perfect? When you fail, you have a whole a mental crisis. But Yaakov, his name is Yaakov. Yaakov means he's on the bottom. He's holding, he's like the heel, the bottom. He's holding, he knows. Yaakov means that the Jew knows that he is not perfect. He knows that he has flaws. He knows he makes mistakes. He knows he's not a success. Oh, so if he knows that, he can always keep on going. He's not disappointed in himself. Because if I failed, that's really what I am. I'm like this level. I'm not such a tremendous person, so I can keep on trying to get better. That's the key. So the key is humility, which means recognition of one's own limitations and failures, and that recognition gives one the ability to always try to get better. It's only when someone has a false view of self, an exaggerated positive view, that when he fails, now he loses everything. It's like a balloon that gets a puncture, nothing left. Yes?
So, how do you explain the phenomena that, like, I know for myself, sometimes when I accept that, okay, this is something that's out of my, I'm not, like, whatever, this is not a level that I'm at, then I just end up completely giving that up.
Because you probably have, you might be saying it, you probably have a higher expectation of yourself, which is subconscious maybe, which you don't say to yourself, but it's sitting there, and that thing, now by it was faced with the reality of a failure, so now loses everything. The air goes out. Because you have apparently this other side, which is very high expectation for yourself. And that's not correct. You shouldn't have that. So you have to remove all of these expectations that I can do this, I can do that, I'm going to be perfect. We have to get rid of all of that, and then we can be honest with ourselves and we are at our level and we can accomplish what we're at and try to get better and I could get better and keep on trying to get better. That's his point. The point is to be honest with oneself. That is very, very important. Honest with oneself, where one's at, and therefore continue to grow because one is honest with one's own self as estimation. Don't have false self-esteem. It's a very interesting point. It happens. It's a very big yisod. This, he says, is the reason why we say Kriya Shema twice a day. We're always beginning again because we didn't live up to what we thought we would do. He says, and this is Rosh Hashanah. You come to Rosh Hashanah, so it's a very problem. It's a big problem because last year in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, I made up with myself many good things that I was going to do. And maybe for a few days after Yom Kippur, Taka was like that. Maybe I was like that for a few days. But today, it's 11 and a half months later. Whatever I thought about last Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is long gone under the bridge. I am what I am. So now I'm going to go back to this coming Rosh Hashanah and make a bunch of new resolutions. So what's going on? I'm a big hypocrite. I'm a big hypocrite. I promise, and I don't keep it. This is not the first Rosh Hashanah. This is the 72nd Rosh Hashanah that I'm in. And I have to go through the same process again. It's very difficult. So what's going on? He says, no, that's exactly, it's correct. Because since you're a person, you're a human being is not perfect. Human being has flaws. And the human being goes always back down many times to his original situation. He gets inspired. Then over time, it peters out and it goes back to some previous level. But he should know that this is normal and therefore you can start again. Every Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you start again. So whatever you do, every Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is valuable. Let's say last Rosh Hashanah, the inspiration in Yom Kippur lasted for 3 days. Maybe this year the last 4 days. So it's great. So you have 4 days of inspiration. Maybe this year the last 2 weeks. Noch besser. It'll go till after Sukkot. Great. So always start again. That's the idea. The daily Kriya Shema and the Rosh Hashanah means you always start again. And he quotes here Rabbunim Reb Shischa. Rabbunim Shischa said that the key to living life properly is to be honest with yourself. It's amazing what he says. He says in the Pirkei Avos that the world stands on din val emes. There's one of the statements in the Pirkei Avos says the world stands al din al emes, on justice and truth. He says it means with yourself. Judge yourself honestly. Don't deceive yourself. Face your limitations. Know your limits. Yes, you have limits. There are good things you do not do. There are bad things you do. Be honest. This will give you the ability to start fresh and try to do better. And having that honest self-evaluation is the key for the world's existence or your existence. That's what creation is. That's what he says. Creation Rosh Hashanah is honest self-evaluation and always starting fresh, always saying, I do have the ability to get better, and every day I will try to get better. Some days I'll get better, some days I won't get better. That's what I am. It's amazing God, right, Rabotai? It's good. Okay, let's hope we can live up to it.